Okay, the email began, "Hosts, like you are a foundation of our company. Airbnb sent it to thousands of its hosts. It was an invitation to buy company stock ahead of its blockbuster initial public offering this past week. Problem is, it kind of looked like spam. So many of them ignored it and missed out on what could have been a golden ticket." NPR's Bobby Allen has the story.
We've all had an important email get buried under the daily deluge of messages. Just ask Sarah Shea. She's an Airbnb host based in Asheville, North Carolina. When she got Airbnb's note, she didn't really absorb it.
Whatever, I got a ton of spam and a ton of stuff, and I saw it, and I said, this is something I need to go back and take a closer look at. But I didn't read all the details of it.
In Austin, Texas, Tom Cronus was really busy when he got the email last month.
Part of it was I just kind of figured, oh, I'll do it later.
Airbnb had set a deadline of just a few days later. So by the time Cronus remembered,
you know, I should probably buy like a couple shares just for fun. And I pulled up the email again and it was too late.
To be clear, many Airbnb hosts jumped at this chance. And for some, it paid off handsomely. Los Angeles-based Airbnb host Gino Cabrera says he was thinking about it.
I've never even bought a single share of stocks in my life.
But he took a gamble. Bought 200 shares, it cost him about $14,000. Once the stock started trading, his money doubled. He quickly cashed out.
I sold my stocks yesterday.
Cabrera is now celebrating in Las Vegas. He is not alone in being surprised. Airbnb co-founder Brian Chesky was on Bloomberg TV when an anchor told him the price of the stock had doubled.
That's the first time I've heard that number.
Cronus was watching this from his home in Austin.
That's the one thing that makes me feel a little bit better about the whole thing, right? Is seeing his face and being like, okay, well, if he didn't know, then I can't be expected to know either.
Of course, it's cold comfort since he is not a dollar richer today than he was before the IPO. The same cannot be said of Chesky, whose net worth went up $7 billion. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.